Planning to host this summer? Same day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up today. Take care of your guest. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same day delivery from Target. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Isn't it amazing that we live in a world where you can get anything you need when you need it right to your door? With DoorDash, you can get pretty much anything from pet food to snacks to alcohol or toothpaste or even headphones. You name it, DoorDash has it. This came in handy when I realized I forgot some things for my family barbecue. I was ready to cook the burgers on the grill and we ran out of condiments. I love my burgers with all the fixings. So I went to my DoorDash app and ordered some right away. And another time I used DoorDash was when I was sick at home and I didn't have any tissues or medicine. There was no way I could leave the house, so all I did was open my phone, clicked on the DoorDash app, and started my search. It's that easy. DoorDash, your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to get almost anything delivered. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets.
I am all in.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, everybody, Scott Patterson, 111 Productions, iHeart Radio, iHeart Podcast, iHeart Media. We're going to speak with Rona Benson. Let me read off here. She played Joni, a Yale Daily News student, for 8 episodes. She's an actor and producer from New York. She graduated UC Berkeley with a degree in cognitive science. She's known for playing Yale Daily News student Joni on Gilmore Girls 8 episodes. She also appeared in Bones, Mad Men, Jurassic Park 3. Rona has more recently appeared in The Resident, Matt Zuckery's old show, I'm Dying Up Here, and a short film called Seat 23B. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Rona Benson. Rona, hey, how you doing? Let's just start. How'd you get your role on Gilmore?
I got the role. Well, I did one of those casting director like showcases where actors, you know, you got to pay and then you perform a scene and you hope that casting directors are there to see you. And one of the Gilmore Girls casting directors was there. And based on that, she called me in and then I booked it. So,
oh, that's great. You must have been thrilled because that's kind of a long shot. I mean, it's a long shot anyway.
Yeah.
But especially doing it that way. That's fantastic. You must have been thrilled.
Yeah, I was really thrilled and surprised. And that was very cool.
And it turned into a pretty good stint. I mean, you did 8 episodes. So that's, man.
It did. I know. And it was originally just a co-star for one episode. And then it turned into four. So that was cool.
You were doing something right. that's a fun story. Did you watch the show before you landed the role? You were aware of the show?
I had never seen Gilmore Girls. So, you know, I get the audition the night before and I'm like, well, I don't know anything about this show. What the heck? You know, and I had to scramble. And this was before, you know, everything was streaming. So I had to somehow try to find a snippet of it to watch and find out about it. Yeah.
Right. Not so easy to watch it. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. So you played a student for the Yale Daily News. How was it being in the newsroom in Paris? Was going through a breakdown as the editor of the paper? What was that like?
It was really fun. I mean, it was kind of chaotic. She was kind of crazy. She went nuts, you know?
Yeah, she did.
She really did. But, you know, as an actor, I was just so excited to be there. And it was very energetic, you know, lots of extras and lots of people around. It was really, and everyone was really nice. You know, it was fun.
Those are fun scenes. I love those newsroom scenes. They're all fraught with so much going on. So Paris made everybody in the newsroom wear numbered caps.
He did. I remember.
So was it, do you think it was more funny or more cruel? Well, we'll get to that. Do you have a, so what's your favorite moment on the set, as you call, on that set?
There was one day where, you know, we just had some downtime. And so the Yale Daily News crew, we kind of snuck off and were wandering around. Like, we went to Luke's Diner. We went to all the other sets and took pictures. That was fun.
You were tourists. Oh, great.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you, first of all, did you watch the episode before you came on? And if you did, what was it like watching it back after all these years?
I watched my scenes last night because I thought I better refresh my memory. And it was so weird, you know, because it's like, has it been like 15 years? It's been a long time. And I was like, oh my God, I was skinnier than I thought, you know, you know, all that stuff. I was like, I didn't look as bad as I, you know, thought I did. And yeah, I think as a young actor, I was always really hard on myself. So watching it back, I was like, You did a good job. You did a solid job. It was okay.
Right. Do you get recognized?
Rarely.
This role?
I could maybe count on my hands, maybe even one hand. But a couple of times I have. But people don't really know. They're like, you look really familiar. And I, you know, and then they might ask, oh, are you an actress? And then it comes out. But sometimes I know that's where they know me from. But I just pretend. I'm like, oh, I don't know. Maybe I just.
Right.
I don't know. And I just pretend because I don't want to
do it. So when they do recognize you, what's the reaction? And when you inform them that, yeah, I was on Gilmore Girls for 8 episodes, do they, what's the reaction like?
Oh yeah. Then they say, oh yeah. Yeah, of course. Now I remember, you know, they couldn't place it before, but then once I say it, then they remember. And then they get excited, you know, cause they're like, oh my God, it's my favorite show. And they get all excited.
Right. So let's talk about how you got started in acting. You have a degree from UC Berkeley in cognitive science. How'd you go from science, cognitive science, to acting?
Well, I always wanted to act since I was a little kid, but my family was very academic and not really, you know, entertainment. They didn't know about that world at all. And so they kind of discouraged me. And then I went to school and did my school thing. And I thought, wait a second, now I'm done with college. I don't want to go to grad school. I don't want to go to med school. I don't want to go to law school. You know, screw it. I'm going to do what I want to do. And then I moved down to LA and took acting classes. And
really?
Yeah.
Really? And how'd the family react to that?
Rebelled against my family. I don't think they liked it, but I kind of didn't care. I kind of said, this is what I'm doing. And just, I didn't like ask their permission or anything. I just said, this is what I'm doing. And then once I started to book things, you know, like big plays or something, then they'd want to come see it and tell everyone. And I'm like, wait a second, you weren't so into it before. And now you want to, no, but they're nice. They're nice. But,
right.
Yeah. But before that, they were probably very apprehensive and scared. You know, they wanted me to do something academic. Professional, you know, not entertainment.
What did your parents do? What were they?
Mother was a mathematician.
Oh my goodness.
And my father was an engineer. And then when he was 40, he went to medical school. So I was like in elementary school when he went to medical school, which was weird back then. I mean, maybe now people go back to school later, but I mean, I didn't know that it was weird when I was a kid. That's just how it was, you know?
Right. So who'd you study with when you got to LA? Who were your teachers?
I went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, a bunch of teachers there. There was one teacher, his name was, he doesn't have his own studio or anything. So his name was Howard Changra. You know, he was a really good teacher. And then more recently, I studied with someone named Richard Seid, Seyd. He's fantastic. Can we plug people? I highly recommend if anyone wants to take classes. He's great.
Okay, great. So let's get back to the set of Gilmore. What was it like working with Matt Zuckery? Do you remember?
Yeah, you know, we were.
He's a big favorite of ours over here. So
yeah, you know, I didn't enter. Those were big group scenes, and right. I didn't really have just private one-on-one scene time with him. So, you know, I remember he was nice and we were all just hanging around and joking around. I don't really know. So it was more of a group thing than just him one-on-one.
Did you have any dialogue with Matt or Alexis or Liza?
Yeah, more with Liza and Alexis.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Tell us about your experience working with Alexis.
She was really sweet. I think she's a shy person.
Mm-hmm.
So, but she was very nice to work with, very professional, you know, would chit chat with us. But actually sometimes she would, you know, I think she was shy. So she stayed to the side, you know, but she was really nice. I remember one time there was a cast photo, like I got invited to be part of the yearly cast photo. And this was after... It was in between the two seasons. So I was season 6 and 7. And I remember, you know, we took the photo and then I was leaving and she was leaving. She goes, bye, have a nice hiatus. And I'm like thinking, my whole life is a hiatus. Like, you know, you love hiatus. I'm like, everything's a hiatus. This is the exciting time for me. Like, I'd rather come here every day, you know?
Right.
But yeah, it was just really sweet. I remember thinking, oh, it's sweet that she thinks my work life is similar to what hers is, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they had busy schedules. They were there all the time.
Yes.
All of us, you know, but not like those two. They were there every day, all day. You know, it was daunting.
And Liza was really, she was sweet. She was really nice and fun. And we would chit chat on the sidelines, you know, like she was, I liked working with her.
Good deal.
Yeah. Good deal.
Any other stories you want to share from your memories of the set? Do you remember going through wardrobe? Do you remember the wardrobe experience, Brenda Maven and her team?
I think we had to bring some of our own clothes too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just as options because I don't know. Yeah. So some it's funny because when I watched the scenes yesterday, some of them I'm like, oh yeah, those were my jeans or that was mine.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
And when you told, do you remember the day you told your family, was your family aware of Gilmore Girls? And when you told them, how did they react? Did they feel like, hey, maybe she's made it and like we were wrong and she made the right choice and she's on Gilmore Girls. She has 8 episodes. It's a lot of episodes for Gilmore Girls. That's pretty good number.
Yeah. It was kind of cool. Thank you. I don't know. They probably were not aware of the show because I don't think, you know, they were older. I don't think they're into that kind of stuff.
Not big TV watchers.
Yeah. Or if so, not Gilmore Girls. You know, not that, you know, I don't know what they were watching, but
right.
Probably not that. I'm sure once I was on it, you know, they watched the episodes I was on, you know, and they were excited and all that stuff. But mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know that they ever were excited, like finally, like, oh, you know, they were proud, you know, they said, oh, we're proud of you and all that stuff. But really, if I, even to this day, if I said, you know what, I want to go to medical school, they'd be so excited. So excited. Yeah.
Well, you got to do what you got to do. You got to go where your heart leads you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a lot of resistance too. My father was not happy.
He was just
not happy. Yeah.
You were, because I looked you up a little bit too. You were a professional baseball player, right?
I was, yeah. And
and that was before the acting, obviously.
Right, right. Yeah. And then I went to Europe for a time and tried to figure it out the rest of my life. Instead, just had a brilliant time and thought this should be the rest of my life, but I knew I couldn't sustain it.
Yeah.
I came back and dove into the acting scene in New York. Yeah. And yeah, my dad was not happy.
Really?
He just said, go back to college. I mean, you know, get your degrees and let's go here. And I just, you know, I just said, nah, I love this and I really want to explore this. And I think it's something that I can do.
Good for you.
Yeah, no, I really held. I mean, and he was a tough character. You know, he was like, you're going to do this thing and you're not going to do that. And I'm like, nah, I'm going to do this. I had to really fight for it. And he just was not happy. Just, man. And then when I started having success, he really didn't come around. And then Gilmore Girls happened. And he was like, what could he say?
Yeah.
Shut him up.
You're the lead of a show for years. You know, like that's quite successful at that point.
Yeah. But, you know, now that I'm a father, I understand where he was coming from. You just want the best for your kid. You want him to, you know, have the best chance at success. And going in at your mid-20s into something where you should already be established in a profession at 25, you know, if you're going to have a career, you're going to be already established and have a pretty good resume. I mean, I understand now his concerns.
Yeah.
I don't blame him for it.
I guess when you're young, you think the best thing for you is your heart and your passion and all. And when someone's older and they're thinking about their kids, they're thinking, oh, well, the best thing for my kid is security and stability. And
yeah. Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing free samples. It's springtime and that means allergies. Mine have been throwing me off and I need something that works fast. That's where Astapro comes in. It's the first of its kind nasal allergy spray, and it is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter spray you can get. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Plus, it is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. So if you suffer from allergies like I do, get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with AstroPro. Go to AstroProAllergy.com for a discount so you can AstroPro and go today. Visit AstroProAllergy.com. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Every time I go on vacation, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, supplies, and food, but that's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You've got people coming over, it's getting a little crowded, you're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. All right, we're going to play a little game called rapid fire doesn't mean it's going to be quick. You can take your time with the answers.
Okay.
Okay. No pressure.
Okay.
How do you like your coffee?
I don't like coffee. I wish I did because it's such a social drink. Everyone goes and gets coffee. I just never like the taste of it. I don't like it. I wish I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you should try my own coffee brand. It's called Scotty P's Big Mug Coffee. You should try it.
It's amazing.
You're going to love coffee after that. I guarantee you.
It's the whole category, though. If I were going to love a coffee, it would be your coffee. But
it's supposed to be good for you, too.
Coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Are you team Logan, team Jess, or team Dean?
I have to confess, I am like you are when you started this podcast. I have not seen Gilmore Girls except the little snippets I was in. So I don't know.
Wow.
I know. I'm embarrassed.
That is mind scrambling.
I know.
Well, I'll just answer for you. Your team Logan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because he helped us get the paper out. So.
Right. Because all the better people are.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Done. Done.
Who is your, well, you haven't seen the show. You can't answer any of these questions. Who's your favorite Gilmore Girls couple, Luke and Lorelai or Emily and Richard?
Well, I know like a little bit who they are. So I'm definitely going to go with Luke and Lorelai for sure.
All right. Would you rather work with Michelle or Kirk?
Michelle was in the inn, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Kirk, see, I don't know them well enough to give you a good answer.
I think either one is fraught with peril.
Oh, God.
So it's a tough one.
So can I stay none of the above?
You can.
I'll stay unemployed and not work with
us. Yes, there you go. What would you order at Luke's Diner?
Probably French fries and a Diet Coke. Maybe also a cheeseburger.
Nice. Who would you rather hang out with, Paris or Lane?
Lane Kim.
You would rather hang out with Lane?
Yeah, because Paris was mean and scary.
Right. You want to hang out with a sane person.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. He's in a band.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yes. And she was on Felicity. I love that show. Although that has nothing to do with her character, I know. But that actress, I think she was on a couple episodes of Felicity.
And this question's taken on a whole new meaning, given what's been going on in the Ivy League. Harvard or Yale, or drop out and live in a pool house?
I would not drop out and live in the pool house.
Okay.
Harvard is kind of, there's a hot mess there right now.
Mm-hmm.
So for right now, I'll say Yale.
There you go.
Yeah.
Would you rather attend a DAR event with Emily or a town hall meeting with Taylor?
Town hall meeting.
Oh, really?
Well, DAR is
Daughters of the American Revolution.
Right? So it's kind of an elitist kind of stuffy group, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'll go to the town hall meeting for sure.
But in the town hall meeting, it's going to be actually very stuffy at 120 degrees. And you're going to be there all day and half the night.
I don't know if I could handle the DAR meeting. I'll just wear a t-shirt and shorts and go to the...
You would rather suffer inside that hot tent. Okay.
Yes, hey. I would.
Very noble.
Yeah.
A Gilmore Girls character that you would want as a roommate.
Gilmore Girls character that I'd want as a roommate. I'll say Rory.
Ah.
Yeah.
Something in your life you are all in on.
I am all, okay, this might sound a little woo-woo. I am all in on the truth. Like, I want to know what the truth is. And like, man, removing all our filters and conditioning and all that stuff, removing all this and seeing reality and truth for what it is.
You're living in the wrong times for truth. Nobody wants to speak the truth.
I know, but I do all the more because of that. So.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Rona, it was a pleasure. Thank you for coming on. Appreciate your time. All the best. And we really enjoyed it. And thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Good luck with the podcast.
Thanks. Follow us on Instagram at I Am All In Podcast and email us at gilmore@iheartradio.com.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Planning to host this summer? Same day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today. Take care of your guest. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.